The limiting dilution assay, or LDA, finds the frequency of rare cell types. The limiting dilution assay, or LDA, finds the frequency of The limiting dilution assay, or LDA, finds the frequency of rare cell types in a population of cells. The limiting dilution assay, or LDA, finds the frequency of rare cell types in a population of cells. To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing between positive samples that contain your cell type of interest and negative samples, such as a visual marker or the ability. To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing between positive samples that contain your cell type of To perform an LDA, you must have a way of To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing. To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing between. To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing. To perform an LDA, you must have a way of distinguishing between positive samples that contain your cell type of interest and negative samples, such as a visual marker or the ability to divide. First, plate the population with varying numbers of cells. First, plate the population with varying numbers of cells per well. First, place the population with varying numbers of cells per well. The wells with more total cells have a greater probability of containing your targets. The wells with more total cells have a greater probability of containing your target cells. The wells with more total cells have a greater probability of containing your target cells. Next, allow your cultures to grow. Determine the number of positive and negatives. Next, allow your cultures to grow. Determine the number of positive and negative wells. Next, allow your cultures to grow. Determine the number of positive and negative wells. Since a minimum of one cell of interest is enough to generate a positive sample, we cannot distinguish whether a sample started with one or more of those cells. Since a minimum of one cell of interest is enough to generate a positive sample, we cannot distinguish whether a sample started with one or more of those cells. Instead, plot the proportion of the negative samples versus the number of total Instead, plot the proportion of the negative samples versus the number of total... Instead, plot the proportion of the negative samples versus the number of total cells plated. This should result in a line with a negative slope. The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest. The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest in the original population.
Son of a cunt.
The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells... The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest... The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest... The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest... The steeper the slope of the line, the greater the frequency of your cells of interest in the original population. In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate clonally. In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate clonally.
Of glioblastoma stem cells.
In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate clonally of glioblastoma cells. In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate. In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate clonally of glioblastoma. In the example protocol, we will use an LDA to determine the clonogenicity or ability to proliferate clonally of glioblastoma stem cells.